Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Yes, and in this episode, I will read from my book titled Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme. Yes, this book deals with Bible rhyme. The instructions are simple. They are, 1, read the A and B statements, then find the word in B statement that rhymes with a word in the A statement. 2, read the A and C statements, then find the word in C statement that rhymes with a word in the A statement. There is a D exception. Handle it as you did the B and C statements. All Bible statements are from the King James Bible. And this is, I like all my books, but I like this one. It's maybe it's different from the Plato, because I've been on Plato so long. No, Plato has not become boring to me. I'm not saying that at all. But I like my work of rhyme. I like it as well, very much. Okay. And this is my latest book to date. I hope to have another book available on Amazon.com at the least by the 15th or 20th, let's say the 20th, May 20th this year. Okay? So with that, let's get started. Now, as I read the A and B statement followed by the A and C statement, and if there's a D Bible statement, then followed that will be last in the set. Each set, do the same as you did with the B and C statements. But I said that in giving the instructions, didn't I? So, with that being said, let's get started. I will start at number 179. Now, these are the statements all about, and all of these are Bible statements. In the other books, you have Platonic statements and King James Bible statements. In this book, you only have Bible statements. All right? And we know that the Bible, the King James Bible, is related to Plato and his dialogues and the letters that are attributed to him. We know that. That has been found out. There is a super abundance of evidence to that matter, to that fact. So let's get started. We will start at item 179. And as I was trying to say, each set, like a number 179, has at least labeled A, B, and C. Every now and then, you'll run up on a D, which is the exception. So, with that being said, let's get started. See if you can catch the rhyme. See if you can hear the rhyme before I give the rhyme word, okay? And we're dealing with two statements at a time, the A and B or the A and C, or the A and D. just two statements at a time to a set, every now and then a fourth AD. Okay, the first one, 179A. And all Bible statements come with a reference, which I will not read in this reading. But the Bible statements are there. You want to check them out? That's fine. That's good. No problem there. And you can check out any of my work, which you should know by now. All right? A, 179. And dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. B, I wept much because no man was found worthy. Okay. I see the word much there in B, but there's nothing in A to go with it. I see the word because in B, because, but I don't see a thing in A that would be a rhyme for it. I see man. There we go. Man. Because no man was found worthy. Man in B rhymes with the word land in A. But I see something else in B that rhymes with a word in A. I see in B the word wept. And I see in A the word dwelt. Okay, so we have and wept in B. And we also have land and man in A and B. All right, for rhyme mates. Okay, so that went over good. Let's go to the next one. Oh, the next one would be C and A, or A and C. I will read A again. And dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. C, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Are you hearing anything? Okay. Let's see here. In C, what do we have that rhymes with the word in A? C. I see feet. Feet, east. Okay, that would be acceptable. Feet, feet, and east. E, both have the E sound. Okay, I'm not an English major, but I've done a little study on rhymes, okay? But feet and east, I think that would be a rhyme. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Okay, I heard that. Peace, east. Okay, peace, we have peace in C, and we have the word east in A. Peace in C is the rhyme for the word east in A, just as feet in C rhymes with east in A. So we have east, feet, eat, east, feast. Okay, I'm my tongue there. We have east, we have feet, we have peace. All right? Number 180. A. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived. B, and thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the matter. Now, I don't have these things underlined in my book here. I'm just like you, okay? It's like I'm hearing it for the first time. Okay, but let me read that again since I interrupted there. A, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived. B, and thou shalt put it on a blue lace that it may be upon the mitre. Let's see what we have here. Thou, I'm just throwing out some stuff, trying to find the rhyme word, shalt put lace, mitre, wife, might, mitre, conceived. Let's see, thou shalt put it on a blue lace, blue lace, cane, okay, let's make a decision here that it may be upon the mitre. She conceived Cain, knew his new. There we go. I see the word be in be that rhymes with the word new and boo. Okay. Now, we have left A and C. I read A again. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived. C, and many of the people believed on him. Now, I think I heard that. Okay. Let's see. Knew his wife, she conceived. Okay, here we go. I see that the word believed in C rhymes with the word conceived in A. There we go. Did you get that? Did you get it before I got it? Because that's highly possible. I'm pretty sure we have some sharp people out there, and we have some people who are really up on hearing the rhyme and catching the rhyme. Okay? Now we go to item 181. But let me interrupt here. What's the purpose of this? What's the purpose of Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme? It shows what many have not known. The Bible is a book of rhymes. It consists of rhymes. And, of course, the rhymes must be put together. Yeah. That's the purpose of this book. The full title of this book is The Prodigy. It's a part of the Prodigy series wherein the books have to do with Plato, dialogue's relationship with King James Bible content. All right? But this one just deals with the Bible rhymes. But it's the eighth book in the series of The Prodigy by Tommy L. Hart. Okay? All right. Let's move on. Item 181. I've done okay so far. It may have taken me a little while to find out one or two of them, but we haven't done but about three or four. But it took me a little time to find a couple of them. But that's okay. The point is catching the rhyme. That's the point. That's the objective, okay, the rhyme. Okay, item 181. A, and he builded a city. Now, the rhyme shouldn't be too hard to catch in this because that's just a short statement right there. And he built it the city. Okay. B, when thou tillest the ground. Let's see what we have. You may have already heard it. Okay. I see. Well, let's rule out some words. I see the word ground in B, but there's nothing in A that rhymes with it. I see the word when in B, but nothing in A captures my attention as a rhyme mate. Thou, no. I do see the word tillest. Let me read B again. When thou tillest the ground, and A says, and he buildeth a city. I see in B the word tillest, and it is the rhyme for the word buildeth in A. Okay. Moving on. Now we have to do with A and C in item 181. And he builded a city. C, in his love and in his pity. Oh, boy, I know you caught that one right away. You heard it. I know you did. I heard it. And they're both the last words in the statement. Okay, what do I have? My conclusion. I see in item 181C, the word pity, which rhymes with the word city in item 181A. So we have kitty, we have city and pity. All right? City and pity is the rhyme mate for the word city. Moving on. See what rhymes can do to you. And with you. Okay, item 182. A, and call the name of the city. B, and he causes all, both small and great. Okay, let's see what we have. Both small, let's see, causes. No, because that would be the words call and causes. I mean, they're different words. They both start with C-A, and you have an all sound. That could be good, call and causes. But in this statement, for a true rhyme, I would say we have the word small, B, which is the rhyme for the word called in A. What do you think about that? If you want to say call in A rhymes with the word causes in B, that's okay. That's your opinion. But you have the same sound, though. That's the thing. You have the same sound. Caw, caw. Both of them have that sound. Oh, you see? So that's why I did not go with call and causes, but I did go with call and small, and that's my final answer. That's my final conclusion. Call, small. Okay, now we deal with A and C. A again, and call the name of the city. C, and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. Jordan, no, I don't see anything that rhymes with it in A. Came, name, okay, there we go. And we have in C the word came that rhymes with the word name in A. But that's not all, though. A again, and called the name of the city. C again, and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. Children, don't see anything in A there. Israel, I do not see anything in A that rhymes with it. But I do see this. I see in C the word all, which rhymes with the word called in A. So there we have it. My final conclusion, all in C rhymes with the word called in A. Now, here we have an exception in item 182D. The D is the exception because we don't have many of them. So every now and then there's a D. A D pops up, and we must deal with it. So we have to read A and D. So I read A again. And call the name of the city. B, and put a gold chain about his neck. Gold in D doesn't rhyme with anything in A. About, that's not it. What about the word neck? Does neck rhyme with anything in A? I read A again, and call the name of the city. No, we don't have anything there. But look here. There is the word chain in D that catches my attention because we have the word name in A. So what do I conclude? I conclude by saying, my conclusion is the word chain in D rhymes with the word name in A. And that's my final answer. All right? So what do you see in these? Okay. These are easy. They're easy. Does that mean you're going to catch everyone right away? No, it doesn't. Some of these things in this book you're going to have to think about and read again. How do I know? Because I've tested it with people. I've tested it with people who at the beginning, you know, would have said, and we spoke about this, would have said that they were good at, you know, catching rhymes, pointing out rhymes. And it's not to say you're not good. They are good. But my point is this. Some of these things, and maybe we haven't gotten to one that causes you to have to think and go back and look at it again. But you get them. You get them. They're easy, as you see. Okay. Now we go to item 183, or exhibit 183. Just as in my other books, these numbered items, each numbered item, and it's and the statement that go with it is an exhibit, an exhibition. Okay, it's something that is to be shown, or something that is to be seen, pointed out. Okay, but they are exhibits. Okay, they are pieces of evidence. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not reading from a script in this episode. They are items of evidence, pieces of evidence. Okay, evidence of what in this case? Evidence that the Bible can fully be called a rhyme book, a book of rhymes, anything on that line. Because here's the proof. And it is deliberately designed for that purpose. Okay? It's not something that is accidental. This is done on purpose. Rhymes in the Bible. Okay? So again, we are learning more about the Bible. We are learning more about King James Bible. What does the Bible say? And whenever I mention Bible, always assume that it's King James Bible, unless I say otherwise. Okay? Okay. Yes, these things are meant to be seen, just like the relationship between Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content is meant to be seen. This having to do with the Bible, with Bible rhymes, is meant to be seen. Now, for the most part, I'm talking to my people, and I'm also talking to biracials, because people don't know this, okay? Let's just put it simple. I haven't heard a black preacher, I haven't heard a Gentile preacher either, teach on this. But that's not to say that the Gentiles don't know it, some of them. Of course, every Gentile you pass on the street doesn't know it. But there are probably those among the Gentiles who do know it, okay? And maybe not. I don't know. But I know this is not something that is known by black people. And I venture to say, not known by biracials as well. Because the biracials I know, they don't know it. Black people, what I'm saying is this. And Israel, well, the black people are Israelites, okay? Israelites and biracials, let's be fair and let's be honest. Am I putting forth good information or not? Now, I don't need you to answer that for me, but my plea is that you be fair in evaluating me, assessing me, critiquing me, that you be fair and honest. I bring forth things that black preachers don't even touch. They have not touched. They do not touch, okay? And I bring forth things such as those things that they do not touch. But yet those things are in the Bible, and those things, let me say this, in the Bible is done deliberately and on purpose. There is nothing in the King James Bible that is there accidentally or incidentally or any other dimly. There is nothing. Everything put there is done on purpose and is meant to be seen by the reader or a reader. These things are meant to be seen by the Lord God. And I see them, and I bring them forth. Things that black preachers, biracial preachers, do not even touch. Yet the Bible says, get wisdom. It says, get knowledge. It says, get understanding. I teach wisdom. I teach knowledge. You can call it either one of those things. I teach knowledge. The book says, add to your faith knowledge. I teach the knowledge you should to your faith. The book would not say add to your knowledge if it didn't think that you were in the case that you would need to add certain things to your knowledge. It assumes you do not have certain things, and those certain things that you do not have, the Lord God brings out. That is his Bible duty. And I'm not talking about a spirit up in the sky. Okay? If you want to be up on what I'm talking about, go to Lawmaster Archives, and there you'll find all the details of what I'm talking about. Okay. Got off track a little, but that's needed. That is needed. Let's get back to work. Item 183 or exhibit 183. A. After the name of his son Enoch. B. The beams of our house are cedar and our rafters of fir. What do we have in B that rhymes with a word in A? Let's see. Keeping in mind again that I do not have these things underlined. Okay? So I have to look them up as well. I have to examine the statements as well. A, after the name of his son Enoch. B, the beams of our house are cedar and our rafters of fir. In B, I see fir, but there is no mate for it. In A, I see cedar. I see Enoch in A, but they don't rhyme. I see house in B, no rhyme for it in A. I also see beams. Let's see. Beams, no. But there is the word rafters. Rafters in B rhymes with the word after in A. Did you get that? Rafter in B, after in A. After, rafter. Rafters is in the plural, but it's still the rhyme for after. Let's see here. Okay, now we deal with A and C of item or exhibit 183. A, after the name of his son Enoch. C, for lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. What do we have in C that rhymes with the word in A? Let's see. For lo, the winter is past, rain. Okay, rain. I see something, people. I see something, my people. I see that rain in C, and that's R-A-I-N, rain in C rhymes with the word name in A. And that is my conclusion. Rain in C is the rhyme for name in A. Did you get that? Do you agree with that? Or do you reject that? Moving on. Exhibit 184A. He was the father of such as dwell in tents. B, but he cried so much the more. Oh, gosh, this might be a hard one for me. He cried so much. Okay, let's see. Cried in B. I see nothing in A that goes with it. More in B, no. What about so? So in B, so, no. Okay, I got it. You may have beat me to it this time. I see in B the word much, and much is the rhyme for such N-A. It took me time to get it, but that's the point is I got it. I got it. You may have beat me to it. Still got it, though. You didn't tell me. Okay? Okay, so we're both on the same track. We're all on the same track, and we all want to get there first. Okay, Exhibit 184A, he was the father of such as dwell in tents. Sound like I read that, didn't I? Okay, what where we are, we're at A and C in Exhibit 184. I read A again. He was the father of such as dwell in tents. C, which the head or tail, branch or rush may do. Head in B. Head in B. I see nothing in A that rhymes with it. Okay, the word branch. Branch in C. I'm dealing with C, A and C. Branch in C, branch. Okay, there's nothing in A that even sounds like it, begins to sound like it. Okay, tail. Okay, head. Okay, which? Okay, I got it. I see in C the word rush, which is the rhyme for the word such in A. And that's my final conclusion. That's my final answer. Such and rush. So listen at the three words in A, B, and C, coming from A, B, and C. We have such, we have much, and we have rush. Huh? Those three are rhymes, and rush. We don't have a statement with the word hush on it. Okay. All right, let's move on. That was a good one. All of them were good. Exhibit 185, A, of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. B, deeper than hell, what canst thou know? Let's see here. Deeper in B, deeper, nothing in A. Hell, okay, hell in B rhymes with the word dwell in A. There we go, and that's what we have. Okay, my conclusion. The word hell in 185B is the rhyme for the word dwell in 185A. Final answer. Okay, but we've yet got to deal with C in item or exhibit 185, so I read A again to refresh your memory. All right, A, of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle, also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. Okay, let's see. Took, nothing in A. Mantle, there's nothing. Mantle, cattle. Okay, that's a rhyme. Mantle, cattle. Both end with the letters T-L-E, mantle, cattle. All right, that's a good rhyme. So the word in C, the word mantle, is the rhyme for the word in A, which is cattle. Fail, let's see if there's anything else. Fail, yes. I see also that fail in C rhymes with the word dwell in A. All right. So we have two words in C that rhyme with a word in A. We have dwell and fail, and we have also the mantle of, mantle, cattle. And we have mantle and cattle. Mantle slash cattle, and we have the word fail. /dwell. All of these are interesting. And as you go through these, just as you do in any of my books, you'll come up on Bible statements that you may find interesting and worth exploring. Yes, worth things that are worth exploring to you. You have all of that in my books. My books are mind-stimulating. This one is, and the other as well. You can get ideas from them. But make sure you get the understanding of what the book is talking about, okay, and what the statements are talking about. Remember the word, with all that getting, get understanding, get knowledge. You know, the Bible uses those words, get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, as though there's a great difference in the three. If you know something, you understand it. If you know something, but you don't really understand it, then you don't know it. Did you get that? Knowing is understanding. Wisdom. Wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is knowledge. That's all it is. It's knowledge. Understanding. All of those words are kin. Closely kin. Closely akin. Okay, let's move on. Okay. Exhibit 186. Exhibit 186A. For God said she. Let me read it again. For God said she. Four words in that statement. So, really, we shouldn't have a problem finding a rhyme mate in B or C. Okay, now, A, for God, she said. B, wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed. Now, maybe you heard that. Somebody heard that. Somebody out there heard that. Let me read it again. And somebody will probably say, oh, I got it. Okay, A, for God, she, I'm sorry, for God said she. B, wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed. No number, no word for number in A. No redeemed sound in A. Okay, there it is. It's the odd. I heard it when I read it. All right, and maybe you did too. I see in B the word odd, which is the rhyme mate for the word God in A. Final answer, odd in B rhymes with the word God in A. A rhyme for God. Isn't that something? Odd, God. All right. C, but I must read A first of item 186. A, for God said she. C, of the firstborn of the children of Israel, the money. Now, I heard that. I heard something. It may not be the one that the writer wants me to point out, but I did hear this, of and God. I heard, let's see, first of all, the word of is three times in item C. Of, O-F, three times in item C. And of is the rhyme for God in item A. Final answer, conclusion. The word, it's just one word, it's the same word, of, which is written three times in C, is the rhyme for God in A. So in item 186, we have the words God, odd, and of. You got that? God, odd, of. This, as all my information is, my books, this, ladies and gentlemen, good. It's good reading. As I said, and this is the third time I'm saying it, it's mind stimulation. It is a fine work. Words which you never thought were rhymes, I'm pretty sure you'll encounter that in my book. Okay? Now, some people are very good at rhymes, I'm pretty sure. Some people are good, and some people are fair, You know, we're all not the same. We're all at different levels and things. And that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that, learning. And especially things having to do with Plato, his dialogues, and King James Bible content. These things go together, people. King James Bible, as I've been telling you, according to the evidence, belongs to the category of things attributed to Plato. King James Bible belongs to that same set of things, works, if you will. I didn't make it that way. Let's say this. Plato made it that way. I didn't make it that way. Don't blame me for it. But I love it because it's knowledge. It is something that I never knew. Although I learned it myself, it's something that I never knew. No one ever told me. And I am so glad I found out the matter. I am glad. Okay? Get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Get wisdom and knowledge, understanding of the things Plato has done, because that's what he wants you to do. Tells you to do something, it has to do with something concerning him, his works. How do I know? I've searched the matter out. I've searched it out. I have searched it out, and I'm here to tell you about it. You don't have to search it out because I have already done the work. As the Bible says, I, Tommy Elhart, it doesn't say my name, but it talks about me. I have done the work that Plato, in his dialogues and in King James Bible, speaks about so much. Two words in that statement, so much. Not sparingly, not a little bit, all over the Bible in his dialogues. And Plato wants this information known. I am here as a spokesman for the icon Plato. That's just the way it is. That's just a fact. I'd be lying if I denied it. I'm here to tell you what I have found to be true. That's all. Okay, let's get a few more of these and then we'll close out. This has been very interesting and fun to me, and learning as well. Now, where did we stop? Okay, we did that one. Okay, now, we're at item or exhibit 187A. A, another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Let me read it again. Another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. B, I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus my brother. We have a little bit to deal with, but we can handle it. Let's see what we have here. Again, these things are not underlined in my book. All right? Let's see. B, I had no rest in my spirit. No rest in my spirit because I found not Titus my brother. Not Titus my brother. Okay, spirit. There's nothing in A there. Okay, because instead, no, those are not rhymes. Titus in B, there's nothing in A. Let's see the word found. Found, F-O-U-N-D in B. No, there's nothing in A. We're probably just left without a choice now because the only word mentioned probably other than my, let's see, my, is brother. There we go. My last choice, brother. I see that brother in B rhymes with the word another in A. Brother, another. Okay, you hear that? All right. There we go. That's all of them are good. All of them are good. Okay, but brother, my conclusion and final answer, brother NB is a rhyme for the word another in A. Now let's deal with C, but I must read A first. A, another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. C, as soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Obedient in C, but nothing in A. The word here in C, here, no, slew, no, instead, no. Here, they, what about the word they? Able, they. Okay, if somebody wanted to pick that, they could, although I'll look for a better rhyme. Let's see, NC, here, soon, there we go. What do I see? I see the word soon in 7C to be soon is a rhyme for the word whom in 187A. So we have whom and soon. Okay, whom and soon. That's my final answer. All right, did you get that? Okay. Exhibit 188A. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son. Your children, I don't know their ages. It doesn't matter their ages, as long as they're able to understand what's going on, okay? Because some children, you know, increase, you know, we're all not the same, and we all don't mature the same. We all don't acquire knowledge at the same rate and all. But these are for children, especially, I know, like fourth grade, third grade, okay, maybe even second grade, okay, and some people may teach rhymes to their children as early as first grade. Okay, I don't know. Okay. But anyway, these things are for children. But guess what? I have found they are good for adults as well. Any age, these things are just good for human beings. Isn't that something? These things, as hearts, ABCs of Bible rhyme, and the information I put out otherwise, you know, having to do with Plato and King James Bible, these things are for people. They are for people. Okay? All right, let's close this out. It's been an exciting hour. Exciting hour. Okay, we finished with Exhibit 187. Close out. So let's do one more. If I can squeeze in just one more. 188A, and to Seth, to him also there was born a son. B, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. Let's see what we have. Seth, rest, Seth. Okay, that goes. That's a rhyme. Rest, Seth. Okay. Rest in B rhymes with the word Seth in A. There's probably something else. Okay, I see Seth and rest. Rest, Seth. Did I say that? Am I saying the same thing over and over? Some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. But in A and B, we have the words Seth and rest. Okay, C. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn. Teeth, sheep. But see, that's in the same statement, so that doesn't count. Also, there was born a son. C. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn. Okay, I see that already. So, no. Born, shorn. Okay, born. I see born in 188C is the rhyme for the word born in 188A. Born, shorn. Okay. That's it. That's all I see there. So we finish with item 188, A, B, and C. And that brings us to a close here. It's been exciting. It's been fun. I hope you've enjoyed it. I really do. And hope you go to Amazon.com, Kindle Books, and order my book, Prodigy, 8. It's the 8th in the Prodigy series, Heart's ABCs of Bible Writing. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, and always make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Next time.